Parshas Veschanan, the famous pasuk of Inishmarta Ma'odla Nafshei Seichem, you should guard your souls very much. It means to guard your health. Guarding your health is a mitzvah. It's a tremendous mitzvah. And the Chafetz Chaim brings down that the Torah uses the term nefesh. Nefesh normally means the neshama. And it does not say guard your body. So to teach you, though, that when you're involved in matters pertaining to the welfare of your body, eating, business, you must be careful not to do anything that will be harmful to your soul. Before doing anything for your body's needs, give careful thought not to do anything against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person is sent to this on this world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do his will. And this should be the main motivation with everything that he does. So yes, you need to eat to watch your health. But when you're eating and fulfilling those needs of your body, realize you're involving yourself in the part of your mission in this world, which is the Ratzon Hashem, to guard your health. And of course, part of that is to be careful not to eat, to be careful with the kashrus of what you're eating, and to eat healthily. So the Chafetz Chaim always used to talk about this, about guarding one's health. It's a famous, it's brought down in the Kol Kisei Chafetz Chaim. It's a big story when he was younger, in his young 20s. It seems like he overstrained himself in the learning, or he got ill, and he couldn't learn for almost a full year, I believe. It says that he went to doctors, and Baruch Hashem, he got back to himself. And he used to say how much Hakaras HaTov he had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that who would imagine that it's already 50, 60, even 70 years after that, when he couldn't even learn anything for that long tkufa, and Hashem blessed him that he went back, got back to himself to such an extent that he was able to write so many beautiful svarim, monumental svarim, whether it's the Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshin, whether it's the Mishnah Brura, whether it's the Kutei Halachis on Kutchim. But what he, it says there that he used to be very, very careful, that he used to take these breaks in between, that if he learned a long stretch of 2-3 hours, he used to stop to rest his mind. And also, it was well known in yeshiva, he used to insist that his students got enough sleep. And he used to say that's a yetzer hara, to try to study late into the night, because that will weaken yourself, and eventually it'll hold you back from learning Torah later on. And so the Chafetz Chaim used to say, it's brought down in Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, by the way, all of this, that even if the yetzer hara advises you to study more and do more, don't listen to him. When it's time to go to sleep, it's time to go to sleep, because his intention is to prevent you from Torah study. One needs to guard one's own physical health, one's emotional health, and do everything you can to take care of it. And if you need healthy therapy to do that, then do that. And do everything you can to help yourself, both on a physical level and on an emotional level. A person who's ill, chalila, also has to focus on the mitzvah of Shmarta Misnafshei Seichem. And the Yetzer Hara tries to make him not take care of his health, but he needs to take care of his health. One needs to know, by the way, Shem Yirachem shouldn't happen to anybody. But if, let's say, chalila, someone is very ill with Yena Machla, some other types of real serious illnesses, they need to know themselves that besides whatever hishtadlus they're doing to watch their health, even in their illness, is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. A tremendous mitzvah. But also the natural things you do to watch your health, you mekayim an unbelievable mitzvah. It may seem a little bit strange. For example, you tell someone who's chalila, you know, very ill and going through chemotherapy, and you tell them, you know, You know, when you go out, make sure to put on a coat, and you know you're gonna catch a cold. And you're thinking to the person's thinking to themselves, you know, I'm worried about a cold. You know, based on you know I'm seriously ill, and so cold is what's the big deal? You know, that's not on my mind now. But the emes is, you need to know, even if someone chalila has illnesses, but they do the hishtadlis of watching their health in the way that they could, putting on a coat in the winter. Even if someone's seriously ill, they're mekayim a tremendous mitzvah. That's Be'ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May Hashem heal all the cholim of Klal Yisrael. But that's very, very important. Chaim Soloveitchik also used to say, you know, it looks like he was makel by allowing certain medical procedures or medical things being taking place on Shabbos and allowing them to eat on Yom Kippur when they were sick or not well. And he used to say, I'm not being makel on Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Yom Kippur. I'm being machmer in the mitzvah of a chai b'hem, of watching your life. Brought out Rav Zundel of Salant, same thing. That people asked him for ruchniyistika advice, and the advice he used to give them was, take care of your health. It's a tremendous mitzvah. Brought down another tzaddik, he was ill on Pesach. The doctor said, you can't eat maror, it's very, very dangerous for your health. And at the Pesach Seder, Rav Chaim took a large piece of maror, made a bracha, Mamash with a shame. Again, you have to ask a shaila whether you do that. That Hashem would command it to us the mitzvah of Shmartim Esnashesh Seichem or Chai Bahem, and put the Mara down. It's brought down also that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once refused to officiate by a levaya of someone in this kehila. I think this was still in Europe, where a man was told by his doctor to eat on Yom Kippur and for health reasons, and Rav Yaakov told him, you have to listen to the doctor, and you have to eat. And the man fasted, didn't listen, and he died. And Rav Yaakov refused to go to his funeral. The reason he did so was to discourage others not to follow that reckless behavior. And he even announced that the family not sit shiva, since the man was responsible for his own demise. So that's an extreme case, but it was to teach people the awareness and the importance of watching one's health. It's very, very important. Now, of course, you know, the Mesillas Yesharim talks about Zerizus, and he talks about how some people could, you know, if you're a lazy person, you'll have these fears in your mind and you'll be a hypochondriac. And, you know, every little sniffle and everything, you won't do anything because you're just going to say, I'm not well, I'm not well. We're not talking about that. Obviously, you need a certain shikul hadas. You have to know yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. Certain things you could strain yourself for, certain things not. You know, don't say when you, even if you slept only, whatever you slept, 5 hours, 6 hours, but now it's time to get up for shachris. So again, you have to be mashar yourself. Someone's mamish exhausted, it's a different thing. But if someone's just lazy because they're tired, they have to get up and get out of bed. So it's a shikul hadas, this idea of weighing the watching your health with a healthy balance. Avigdor Milat, like I said several times, used to, with advise Bachrim that were very, very anxious or very nervous or very even depressed, tremendous mood swings, or that they couldn't learn and they were falling apart. And he used to always give advice. The beginning of it was, he gave them, just don't ask questions and follow my guideline. And he prescribed to them to eat 3 healthy square meals a day, told them what to eat, how much to eat, but to make sure not to miss it, to eat 3 meals a day. You wash, you eat your bread or whatever, and your sandwich or whatever he said to eat, with bracha achreina, and don't fail. Day in and day out, you eat the 3 meals, b'kviyas, Shabbos, this, whatever it is. And then he also told them, you have to sleep X amount. You have to be in bed and sleep X amount per night. And my mamash le'tchias ha'mesim, they healed completely from the anxieties, from the depression. Now, of course, it is true there is clinical depression as well, and some serious things that probably need treatment, or, you know, in certain cases. But in many, many cases, it's a matter of watching your health will improve your mental health as well. The next lesson beyond watching health is the recognition of Hashgacha Pratis. The Yadata Hayoin Vashivaisal of Avecha Ki Hashem Walakim Vashamayim Mima'al Val Oretz Mitochas Ein Oid. You should know this day, you should take it to heart, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the heavens above and the earth below, and there's no other than Him. The Chavetz Chaim, again, used to stress that this pasuk is telling us that everything that happens in our lives is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every profit, every loss is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every pain a person suffers, even someone who hurts him, insults him, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechaper on him. And there are two factors that one needs to understand here. First, one needs to have an intellectual knowledge of this idea of Hashgacha Pratis. And then you start to internalize it till it becomes part of you, till it affects your emotions in a healthy way. A lot of people only have that first step. They know it in their head, but they didn't internalize it yet. So when something happens, it throws them all out of whack. And it's interesting. Rabbi Aryeh Levine, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was careful to go to homes where people were sitting shiva for a nifter, and he would be menachem them. He felt it was a tremendous mitzvah, and he used to do this all the time. And when he explained why this was so important, he says that when something happens to a person apart from the natural agmas nefesh, of course, of losing a loved one, tremendous agmas nefesh, but there's also a suffering on his emunah. His emunah gets shaken as well. And that's why when a person's being menachem oval and he does it the right way, not only is he giving him new spirit, new courage, to help him go on from this tragedy, but he's also restoring their emunah. He's restoring their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a big part of the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, if you know how to do it the right way. The third thing we'll mention is the famous vart of that these words that I'm commanding to you should be on your heart. And Rav Shlomo Shvadron used to say this very often, the name of his Rebbe, Yehuda Lev Chasman, that just like by tefillin, it says on your hand, it means without a chatzitza. So too, when the Torah says it should be on your heart, it means without a chatzitza. It's meaning that if you want to put tefillin on your heart, or the words in this case, that the Torah is on your heart, it means that there's no mechitzas. You remove the midas that are not healthy, the emotions that are not healthy from your heart, and ultimately you'll experience the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kotzka famous vart is, Alav Avecha, your heart may be closed right now. It won't come in. You won't be able to absorb it yet. But keep them on your heart, even if they didn't enter your heart yet. And once they're on your heart, when your heart finally opens up, it'll fall right into it. That's the Kotzka Zvart. It's brought down in the Mayana Shel Torah. And this is a big chizik. You know, you learn Chayvus Alvavus. Let's pick an example. The Shar Sheni talks about recognizing HaKadosh Baruch through the Bria. And you may not be moved by it yet. You may feel sort of a timtum alev. You won't feel excited about it yet. But just learn it anyway. And ultimately, over time, your heart will open up and you'll experience that tremendous ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Be'ezes Hashem, should be menachem all of Klal Yisrael, help all Klal Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael should be healthy and well. We should watch our health, but Hashem should help us that we should not even have a need to any type of refuas, because Hashem will heal us completely. And may Hashem help us recognize him, and may Hashem help us, give us the emuna and the betachin and the simcha to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart, and have a wonderful Shabbos.